Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:49. Lebone Kanyago is the founder of Expat South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks, and yourself?
I am good, thank you. It's a very important topic because we've been speaking to people around the world and trying to understand what is happening with their own expats, getting expats into their own regions, but as well as refugees in need of a place of asylum. What is happening? What is happening in terms of South Africans who have been caught in Ukraine?
Well, since last week, well, I can say it's about 2 weeks now already, you know, since the evacuation processes began, and with us, Expat South Africa, and a number of organizations and South African volunteers across the globe, we have been able to mobilize as much assistance as possible to assist, you know, in trying to ensure that South Africans get themselves safety, or we get them to safety because of the current invasion. So it has been a very tedious process, you know, at most because of the testimonials we've received, very traumatic experience as well. So right now we can also just confirm that there are about 30 South Africans who have managed to get back to South Africa.
Well, the people that don't require assistance, we were following somebody's story here on the radio station as he's a South African married to a woman from Ukraine, had a child there, was living in Kiev. They eventually managed to get across the border into Poland. Would they be on your list?
Well, the majority of those on our list right now are mainly students, because they are the ones who require a lot of assistance in comparison to those who are non-students.
Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah. That makes sense.
Mm. So even we are aware of some South Africans who are non-students. There's also one elderly gentleman who's based in Durban. So he also didn't require any assistance to return back. Just more of accommodation, you know, when in Poland or going to Hungary or whichever border the citizens choose to take.
What is the current status in terms of embassy, South African embassy or South African missions in Ukraine? Are they still present and active?
Well, at the moment, yes. They are engaging with a lot of us organizations. They are keeping us updated in terms of what their role is and what they are doing in trying to ensure that those that are still in, you know, countries like Hungary, Poland, Slovakia or Romania get back to South Africa as soon as possible. So we're still waiting for just further updates from DERCO and the embassies themselves.
Does it make it more complicated that South Africa's not calling it a war, refusing to really acknowledge the extent of what's going on there, calling it a crisis? Does that impact on the way that this is handled?
Well, in a sense, it does. However, our focus right now is not how the government is handling, you know, the situation. As much as we may call out for their assistance, our main priority right now is the South Africans themselves, to ensure that they're safe, to ensure that they have shelter, to ensure they have food and they have toiletries, and ultimately or overall to ensure that they're back in South Africa. Well, at most, for those who would like to come back to South Africa, because for the students, for instance, they are taking, you know, or weighing their options in deciding whether they want to stay in Europe or come back home, just depending on, you know, the opportunities that they have, because they have to try and secure their academic future as much as possible.
Yeah. What about somebody who might be a South African living there, but who is connected, maybe married to somebody Ukrainian? Is there a way that South Africa can assist them as well?
Assist in one sense, coming back
bringing their partner back, for example, or maybe, you know, assisting in that process.
Well, yes, there was a notice that came out that if you're married to a Ukrainian, you can actually help them acquire visas. There were embassies that were allowing them to acquire visas. So that was on the table, and if I'm not mistaken, a few families were assisted in that sense.
It is so important that we keep doing this, keep looking after people who are there and doing whatever we possibly can. Lebone Kaganiago, founder of Expat South Africa, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and thank you for the work that you are doing.